Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to the 909 podcast. Ding, 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 ding. It's list season. Andrea Yay. Cleary.
I know.
No, sound a bit more excited for me, please.
Sorry. Yes. Woo!
Beep, 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 beep. You. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It is half 10 in the morning, so it's not our usual, you know, cracking into a bottle of bubbly kind of list season vibe, but you know
that might be the podcast awards in 2 weeks.
That might be the podcast awards in 2 weeks.
No, it's coffee sipping morning. That's what it is.
Coffee sipping morning. What we're doing for our songs of the year, favorite song, just notable songs.
Okay, songs that we just loved and we'll take with us from this year.
Some people might say that we're cowards for not, you know, doing definitive rankings, but you do definitive rankings on the website.
Yeah,
neither.com, if people are interested in that. I just refuse to rank art, and that's just something that I do. So so these are just a selection of 10 songs each, no like overlapping actually this year, but Niall tells me he was slightly strategic about that. So yeah, 20 different songs that we like this year that some you've definitely heard, some you might not have. So
yeah, I think I try to pick a good selection of things from the big list. At the moment, I've been making this big long list of music. I've actually been indexing. I had a dream about spreadsheets last night. That's how bad it's got.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm doing it in my head and in my subconscious now, because I've been doing it all this week. So what I'm trying to do is put a shape on these 100 songs for Irish songs and songs of the year. And I have different playlists, and some I'll probably share on the Patreon, actually, ultimately, patreon.com/909. Once it's all done, I have a dance tracks of the year, rap songs of the year. I have a best low-key songs of the year, so it's kind of like nice, gentle songs.
What have you found the most, kind of the stuff you've liked the most? In what kind of, is it rap or is it dance or is it pop? Where are you finding the stuff?
What's the best list,
really, that you have?
I mean, probably the biggest one is the dance one, I'd say, just because, you know, a DJ as well. I listen to a lot of music for that purpose.
Yes.
It's who I am as a person. but I try to, yeah, like I'm looking at the other playlists I have, they're definitely not as long as the dance tracks. But like, I also don't try to, generally, you know, sometimes it's a mood thing, isn't it? You don't automatically fall into a category just because of whatever, you know, it's like, well, whatever. I was trying to, with the 10 songs that I picked for this, I went through the list that I'd made and I was like, okay, what's a good representation of my taste and what I've been listening to? And maybe a couple of songs we haven't heard or haven't talked about as well, this year as well. So I tried to do that. So will we begin? Because
yeah,
there's no time like the present, and we've got 20 songs to get through. So
yeah,
so I'm going to start with a song that, first of all, the reason I picked it is maybe because a lot of people haven't heard it, and it's not because the artist is unknown or anything. It's because the song was only exclusively available on a podcast subscription platform called Luminary. Yes, because we're in that zone now. And so I actually forgot this existed. So this is from Blackstar, who you may know, Mos Def and Talib Kweli back in the day, released an album together in 1998. So here is, just very briefly, you may remember this. This is a song called Definition from their debut album from 1998. Talk a lot like you and RCA. Get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like 1, 2, 3. Mos Def and Talib Kweli. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Bio. So yeah, 2022, that was 1998. 2022, they came back and released an album. And it's out there on this podcast platform called Luminary, which I don't even know if you can access if you're in Ireland or if you're not in the US. But what alerted me to this existence again, because I'd forgotten, it was that they performed the song So Be It on SNL in November. So I was like, it came up. So as we discussed around September time, I had bought YouTube Premium for my mental health, and also just for, like, you know, I was like, I listen to music all the time. This is a genuine streaming service. There's loads of mixes and DJ things and things that aren't on Spotify that I want to hear. And this came up one day when I was going to town. I was like, how have I never heard this? And I was so surprised. It was on YouTube, and I was like, how did I entirely miss this Blackstar album? Well, the reason I miss it is because it's siloed onto this platform that no one can get. So, like parts of it are on YouTube. So that's how I felt it. I heard it, I think, as well. So the album's called No Fear of Time. And this song I'm going to play features a bit of a Madlib beat. So old school kind of buzz. There's a lot of good rap music I listened to this year. I'm sure we'll get into some of it in the next couple of weeks. But this is one of those kind of old school, I love this song, can't believe it's out of nowhere, just was like, it appeared on my phone, and I was like, great, love this. So here we are. Here's So Be It by Blackstar. You can call and you better start calling them. Then call a car in a white drape for all of you. Greatest ain't greater than, strongest ain't strong enough. Biggest ain't bigger than a real small portion of the legendary trilitary top rank officer. Get lost, big boss, this boss, boss you. Chip on your shoulder, I'ma knock it right off your bay. Torpedo, blast, smash the ego. Sniper on the range, sniper bang, not reload. RPG to get free power, people. Blap, one clip in the evil done with. Fucking like they want trouble and really want. They probably want trick like a ski on the strip. Get money in your midst, stuff a killer pimp. Loud mouth rhetoricals and ain't sick. You can talk till you die and you ain't said this. Unless you repeating the phrase of y'all busiest. 17th verse of the 25th Ezekiel, leave you. Let us pray for the souls of these suckers. I'm back, motherfucker. Yeah, January, February, marching with the people. April, may I have a Black Star sequel to the Black Caucus. June, July, the Black August. September to October, you find me with Black Thoughtus. November, when we come for that office, the Black POTUS, Black Lotus, flower fall in December. Go after. So, yeah, that was Black Star. Song is called So Be It. Again, just one of those things that I was like, whoa, I didn't even know that existed. And, you know, these days, because we rely so much on Spotify, your cat is really giving the microphone some love there, and I'm impressed.
Can you stop, please? You have something to say. Yeah. Come on. You have the mic.
Okay.
No. Okay.
No. You want to rap? You want to rap? So the Black Star album, No Fear of Time, was recorded over 4 years in hotel rooms, and ended up on this Luminary podcast platform. I like some of the, but that track is just like those two rappers who know how to rap, just going at it, as in like just nonstop rapping. Like there's no let up in those lyrics. I read them this morning again. I was like, wow, okay, just keep going then. You know, the way that kind of like dense old school kind of buzz. you know, and it obviously, you know, talks about what's going on in the US as well. Some lyrics, my songs acknowledge their heroes that need honoring. I promise we demolishing all Confederate monuments. I'm noticing how these Nazis become congressmen. It's softer than some moccasins and way faker than collagen. It doesn't matter if these scholars have got doctorates. They're hiding behind fake names like Tommy Robinson and bombing them. So yeah, just that kind of old school rap style. And yeah, I thought I'd kick it off with something that wasn't on Spotify, for example. So yeah.
Very good. Excellent. My first choice will come as no surprise to anyone. It is from Big Thief, and it's the closing song from their album Dragon New Ormet and I Believe in You, and it's called Blue Lightning. Blue Lightning by Big Thief. This is the song that I think I've played the most from that album. And I'll probably talk about that album a bit more next week.
So will I.
I don't think that would come as a surprise to anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting you picked that song. I have so many others I would pick ahead of it. But
really? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's the song that I've listened to the most. I mean, I picked like maybe three songs from this album or two certainly for my best songs of the year last year, because as you'll remember, there were about like five songs that were already released from this 20 song album. But this one of the ones that hadn't been released, or just kind of any of them, it's just been the one that I've listened to the most here. Harry and myself, just at any point in the day or night, we'll just be humming it. It's just such a infectious little shuffle of a song. The lyrics, I think, are really, really sweet and straightforward. I want to be the shoelace that you tie. I want to live forever till I die. And I just love how kind of messy and, you know, just kind of it captures the sound that I love about Big Thief, which is that they sound like an improvisational group. They sound like they're all kind of working around this center, but they're all allowed to kind of do their own thing within the song. And I think that that suits the kind of bluegrass sound really, really well. And I just love this song. I just think it's so sweet and just well executed. And I'm really happy that they didn't do more takes of it so that it sounded more polished or anything like that. I think it's absolutely perfect as it is. It's a wonderful closer to that album. Yeah.
Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You.
I believe in you.
Very good. Okay, my next track is a bop. And it is one of the songs that soundtracked the last 6 months, especially buzzy gigs and festivals and stuff, the return of that this year. It is, of course, Confidence Man and Holiday.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is Holiday. Not a big clever song by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, when a holiday song shouldn't be too clever. You should be able to sing along after 17 margaritas, and this song for me certainly ticks that box. You may know Confidence Man, their Australian four piece led by Janet Planet and Sugar Lips. I've actually seen them twice this year, most recently a few weeks ago in the National Stadium in Dublin. Just a fun, great Bobby electropop band.
I think I might need to go to see them because I've sort of tried with them and I haven't really gelled yet, but they're the kind of thing I want to like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just for good fun live band.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Friend, like, it's like there's Sarah so few Marie of saw those. Them recently and she was showing us videos when we were down at Other Voices and just said it was like such an amazing night. And that you kind of should see them live sort of thing. Yeah. To kind of
they certainly have songs that aren't like great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even that song, you're like that. When I was a child of Also Naked reminds me of that. Like, what's that New Order lyric? That's kind of similar to that. It's like, when I was a young boy, very young boys talk to me.
yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's shit, but it's okay. So it's fine.
I think I don't like his voice. I think maybe it's that. There's something about him.
He doesn't do a lot, really, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen him do enough, but fine. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see them live.
You should.
Next time they come,
you should.
I promise. Yeah.
Okay. From Holiday. Okay.
From Holiday to All of the Good Times, it's Angel Olsen from her album Big Time, All the Good Times. To conceive. I don't know who can see if you've ever learned how to let someone in. Well, I've tried to come find you, but I just don't know where. If you've ever been open, there's no way of knowing but the way that knowing you has been. Was it always so broken? If these thoughts were spoken, would it bring us together? All the Good Times by Angel Olsen. I will say that song sort of has a big moment around halfway through when it all kind of explodes out into this beautiful, gorgeous, big sound.
Do you want to play a bit of it?
Yeah, you can do if you like. It sort of goes mellow then after that with just this, like, you know, one organ chord. And I always expect her to come in and go, thanks for the free ride and all of those good times. It just feels right that she would do that. And she didn't. And that's the only, that's why the song is a 9 and not a 10 for me. But it's just a beautiful kind of country song, you know, and she obviously sings it so beautifully. She's got one of the best voices in music. I love the brass in it. I love that it takes its time to, you know, arrive at its moment. She is like that. She's very patient, you know, and she's had albums that are, you know, just herself and her guitar, very pared down. She's had albums that are, you know, big and strings and, you know, very orchestral and kind of huge sounding. And I think my favorite Angel Olsen is, you know, somewhere in between, where you get the intimacy that her voice lends so brilliantly to her lyrics, while also having, you know, having it punctuated by these big moments that also her voice is able to carry and handle, you know. Yeah, I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful song. I'm really surprised I haven't seen it on more end of year lists, although I know not all of them are out, but, you know, like The Guardian and Pitchfork are both out and didn't appear on either of those. So
yeah, I'm wondering if the album really landed for a lot of people.
I don't think it did. I think it's a terrific album. I think it's a really, really excellent album. I don't know. Maybe it just got lost somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten into it myself now.
Yeah.
But Sherlock.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent. But yeah, if you only listen to one song from the album, listen to that one. It's brilliant.
Great. Okay, my next track is a Cork artist called Elaine Howley. This is called To The Test. So this is from an album called The Distance Between Heart and Mouth. Came out on a Belfast Touch Sensitive Records. A great album. I thought I'd give it a bit of a shine here because the song is the one that got me into the album as well. Elaine Howley, you may know as she's also in a couple of other bands, Altered Hours, more specifically, people would know the most probably. And she does a few other projects as well. I actually saw her at the weekend at Other Voices, with The Outside, singing with David Kitt and Aoife O'Neill's new project. And she's also in Crevice and Howl Books. So, yeah, and The Altered Hours, of course.
Busy, busy.
So, yeah, busy, busy. The album is a product of an audio diary she kept on a four-track cassette machine throughout 2009 to 2020. So no doubt a bit pandemic-y in terms of solitude, maybe, related. But the album creates the intimacy of a radio show filled with some of Howley's favourite sounds, palettes and textures, and also is inspired by Longwave Radio 252 and things like that. I brought all those early influences along with me. It was a private time to enjoy music. Listen to my Walkman or making mixtapes, I hear the roots of the sounds I'm drawn to beginning then. I found myself returning to and recreating something of that time for this record. So it's a very liminal record. It's very, it's a lovely atmosphere, and certainly would file it near records like Tirza and Lorraine James is more ambient stuff like that. So yeah, I really like this a lot. It's on Bandcamp, touchsensitiverecords.bandcamp.com, and the song is called To The Test by Elaine Howley.
Cool. Rock music now from a band called Always. The song is called Belinda Says, and it's from their album Blue Rev.
Yeah.
crunchy guitars and guitar solos. What's going on, Andrea?
It wouldn't be very like me, would it? Yeah, just some good old-fashioned rock music. I love this song. It's the melody that gets me. It's like you hear it once and then it's in your head for like 2 weeks. Always are excellent writers of songs, as we know. And this album, I think I remember talking about it as a recommendation one of the months.
You did, yeah. You played the song.
Yeah. And I hadn't given the album kind of enough listens, but I have now, and I might be talking about it next week. So,
and you're not the only one, yeah. It seems, because I've seen this is absolutely everywhere
on the
moment, in terms of any of your lists. Yeah.
People seem to love it. So, and they're right. It's really, really excellent. I think this song is just so, it's really kind of sweet and poignant and. But yeah, it has those kind of crunchy guitars, like you said, just a great, great melody, really great melody. They're great chorus writers, that band. So yeah, that's Belinda Says. I always do listen to the album.
It's the album.
It's homework for next week.
Was that the album? Pitchfork's number one album of the year?
It was someone's album of the year. It might have been, it was either Pitchfork or The Guardian, because those are the two lists that I've read. No, Pitchfork's album of the year was Beyonce.
Oh, well, then it must have been.
So it must have been The Guardian.
Or Rolling Stone. It might have been Rolling Stone, actually. Anyway, interesting to note. Because
doesn't matter. They're not neither nine. So
yeah, exactly.
This is the only list that matters.
The only one that matters. Okay, well, I'm going to pick a weird old-fashioned song now from Jake Cirque's Fussel, a song called Love Farewell, an old folk song.
Oh, my love, you know I love you. Nothing on this earth that I love like I love you. Over and over, 10 times over. Drink up the liquor, boys, turn the glasses over. Ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well.
So that was Jake Cirque's Fussel, and he is a North Carolina singer and guitarist, very lovely lilting sound to that. I heard about him because he played a gig in the Bello Bar and my mate went and I was like, how? I've never heard of this fella. And then he played in Whelan's while I was away in October, but you know, his album came out in January. It's called Good and Green Again. Fussel's music is informed by his time with his father, who was a Alabama folklorist and photographer and curator who took his son on the road while he was recording blues and folk and music songs and musicians around near Alabama and stuff. So that's where he comes from. This song is Love Farewell. It's drawn from a traditional ballad called Come Philanderers by O.B. Campbell, a song about love during wartime. And I love the very kind of old-fashioned vocals that he brings to this as well. Cannons roar and drums are beating. Oh, my love, there's no retreating, he sings. But Bonnie Prince Billy actually joins him on the chorus of this one. So there you go. That is Jake Cirque's Fussel.
A lot of people whose music tastes I admire love Bonnie Prince Billy, and I've just never listened to him. I should do that. I'll do that over Christmas. I think I'll dive into Bonnie Prince Billy.
Yeah, I think he has so much.
Never really listened to him. Yeah, he has a lot. And he plays a lot as well. Like he tours a lot, I think. So, Yeah, I'll do that over Christmas. I've decided.
He pops up in the strangest places, I think.
He does, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like you'd be talking to, you know, musicians from completely different genres or like making completely different styles of music. And he's a touch point for so many different musicians.
Yeah, didn't he actually collaborate with an Irish artist last year?
See, I don't know. Bhutan I don't know John. Anything. Yeah, I don't know anything.
Yeah, it was 2020. Yeah, May 2022. New Life, Good Time John and Bonnie Prince Billy. I think they met when Bonnie Prince Billy played a gig here with Foggy Notions and Good Time John. You played with him or picked him up from the airport. One of those kind of things. Anyway, okay. It's out on Foggy Notions, put out a 7-inch vinyl record of the two of them. So John.
Okay,
Cowley,
maybe I'll start there then.
Good Time John and Will Oldham. Yeah, so Bonnie Prince Billy. Very good. Okay, your choice, please.
My choice is from the Arctic Monkeys. It's called Body Paint from the album The Car.
Don't have to mean that you've gone into hiding. So predictable, I know what you're thinking. Watching your every move, I feel the tears are coming on. It won't be long, it won't be long. Straight from the curve of shoot, steal a trace of body paint on your legs and on your arms and on your face. And I'm keeping on my costume and calling it a writing tool. And if you're thinking of me, I'm probably thinking of you.
Arctic Monkeys, you might have heard of them. Little band from Sheffield. The little boys that could. I love this song. I love this album. I think that I've said it on the podcast before. I'm really happy that they're kind of continuing this direction from Tranquility Base Hotel Casino down this kind of sultry route. And I chose Body Paint from the album. I could have chosen a couple of other ones, but I just think the first time I heard this song this year and the kind of the big Paul McCartney moment with the strings happens, I was just so filled with delight and giddiness about it that it just, yeah, I've been kind of, you know, chasing that feeling with with music kind of all year. So it was, yeah, it was one of the highlights of the year was hearing that song for the first time. And I've gone back and listened to it tons of times and I still get a lot out of it. I think it's a really, really sweet song. And I love this for them. I'm really sad that a lot of their fans are angry at them because they're not still singing about fighting in chip shops or whatever. But I think, yeah, it's very... No, you can't. No, you have to grow up at some stage. But I think this is a very mature album from them. I love it. I think it's great. I think Alex Turner's vocals sound as good as ever, or better than ever, really. Off the back of listening to this album, I went and listened to I listened to a lot of Arctic Monkeys this year. They were, I think, number three on my most listened to artists, just and I was listening to a lot of The Last Shadow Puppets and Alex Turner's solo stuff as well. So yeah, so I had to have an Alex Turner song in my end of year songs, and this one's perfect for it.
Great. Yeah, I love this track and I love this album. I think they've really grown into that suit they were wearing from the last album. It really suits them now properly.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, it is their kind of sound that they are making now, and it doesn't feel like, yeah, it's exactly like that. It doesn't feel like they're dressing up anymore, or if they were at all, but they really feel like they are embodying that completely. So yeah, very good. My next choice is a underrated Irish album which I don't think too many people have heard, so I'm sharing a track from it here because I think it's great and I think you should hear it. It is Olivie Olive. Album's called Life of Colour. A song here is called Before I Die. So that song is called Before I Die from Olivia Olive, previously known as Olive on the Beat. Oliver has scored the Apollo Project, an exhibition created by young people in the National Gallery of Ireland. A debut album came out in about April or May, was launched with an exhibition and a visual exhibition and a live set drawn from the album, which features some names you may recognise, Hair Squids, Tony Constan, Daryl Bengo, Courtesy, the rapper Dara Patel. There's a lot of kind of breakbeats, garage, Afrobeats kind of stuff, but it's all brought in with these kind of warm, emotional synth melodies. The artist describes it as euphoric therapy, and it's inspired by the Japanese concept of wabi-sabi, which means appreciating the beauty in imperfection and impermanence. And I think it's really great. It's really good. And there's lots of stuff like this on the album, which is just really lovely and finds a kind of a very emotionally driven electronic music space, in which is can feel rare sometimes.
Lovely. I've chosen another kind of not very well known artist as well, because I just think this is a good opportunity for artists who might be struggling or who might not be, you know, getting onto playlists and stuff. It's a good opportunity to kind of shine a light on them.
He's been hounding you for this.
I think his name is, it's pronounced Harry Styles, and it's called As It Was. So that's As It Was by Harry Styles. I think because that song has been so everywhere this year, it's maybe easy to dismiss like the songwriting. It is such a good pop song, like, and it really was everywhere, but I don't remember anyone being particularly annoyed by the fact that it was everywhere. It wasn't one of those songs. It was a song that I heard a lot of people who don't really, who kind of wouldn't give Harry Styles a chance because of his history in a boy band or on X Factor or whatever it is, say, oh, that's actually really good. Which I think is kind of, it's a good marker of a good pop song if people who are, you know, actively and willingly trying to dislike a person have to admit that it's a good song. And it is, it's a great song. I love his kind of really paired back vocals. He does kind of one big moment in it, but it's not in a kind of an Adele kind of way. It's really earned. And I just think, yeah, the texture of the song is so lovely. It's danceable, but it has a sadness to it as well. I just think it's a really, really great pop song, or great song. I don't know why I keep saying pop song, but I mean, I think pop songs are really hard to write. but I love it. I really, really love the song. I never got sick of it all year. And it really was everywhere.
Yeah, it sounds like the song you could definitely hear in... I just looked it up there to see if anyone's known it. I don't think they have. Maybe not allowed. But you know those versions of songs that are like, this song as heard in a supermarket or a mall.
Oh, yeah.
You know that like mix of a mall.
The song is playing in the room next door.
Oh, here
to
we are.
You
as it was, but you're in an empty school hall. Can you hear this?
Perfect. Oh. That's really comforting to me. I don't know why. I just find that I felt like a little hug. That was lovely. I quite like those things, actually.
Yeah.
Like lo-fi beats. I've seen any of them. But they're in the car next to you on the motorway.
Oh, empty arena. Yeah, there's a few of those. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, As It Was is a great song. And I really liked Harry's House. I thought it was a good album. I love Music for a Sushi Restaurant as well. And I'm going to see him next year. And I'm very excited. I should be wearing, I hope, a glitter tuxedo. So if anyone knows where I can locate a glitter tuxedo, top hat ideal, but optional at this point. But yeah, I have to start thinking about it now because it's only what, like 6 or 7 months away. So
only 6 or 7 months, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long do you need to find a glitter tuxedo?
I don't know. You know? If you try Depop, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Everyone else there will be dressed in Depop because it'll be me and the kids.
You and the kids.
Me, my friend Nadia, and all the children. And we have to learn the boot scoot. Do you know about this?
Nope.
So it's a little dance that all the kiddies do during the song Treat People With Kindness. And like fans have done it at like every single one of his shows, no matter where in the world he plays. So there's people on TikTok who will teach you how to do the dance, and then you can do the dance. And I intend to do the dance.
You will do the dance. Yeah. You will go to the dance and do the dance.
I can't wait. Yeah. I hope he brings Niall Horan out, because Niall Horan is probably never going to play Slane, but it probably means more to him than anybody. So yeah. I hope that he comes out. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Great. My next track is possibly my Irish song of the year, which I am surprised by but I haven't settled on it yet. So pending final results. Let's just play it and see.
Though it was not his intent, he got a fine head of cement when he was building up and tearing England down. I was on the hydro dam the day that Pat McCann got the better of his stammer in a week. He fell from the shuddering jam, and that poor old stuttering man, he was never ever more inclined to speak. And no more like Robin Hood will he roam through Crickle Wood, or dance around the pubs of Camden Town. I let no man complain that no navvy dies in vain when he's building up and tearing England down.
A man stood at the Golden Gate, his face was mild and old. He looked towards the man of faith for admission to the fold. What have you done, St. Peter asked, to seek admission here? I've dove heavy machines for many's over a year. The Golden Gate flew open wide when Peter touched the bell. Step in, says he, and choose your crew, you've served your time in hell.
That is a bit of building up and tearing England down from the Mary Wallopers. Certainly top five for me, Irish songs of the year. I haven't decided yet, but I think his song was popularized by the Dubliners, and obviously tells the hardship of Irish workers working in England and building England's infrastructure after emigrating from Ireland in search of work. And some of them found into accidents and in concrete and clay and... yeah, I just think it's a very poignant song. It's never the idea of emigration for Irish people is something that's always nearby, and
grass isn't always greener, Niall.
No,
remember
it's
that.
Not. But sometimes I think this version of the song. I mean, I listened to the Dubliners one. I think they just put more emotion into this and they more meaning. I think there's a lot of space in which they allow those words to really. Gather meaning. So I think it's great. So that's
it's a kind of an earnestness that we're not quite used to with the Mary Wallifords, isn't it? It's like it nearly catches you off guard. You're like, oh wow.
Exactly. I think they just do it in that way, because I think when you listen to the Dubliners version, I might just play a bit of the Dubliners actually just so you can hear. It's kind of like they're barreling through the song without really thinking about it. Do you know?
And I used to think that God made the mixer picking hard so that Paddy might know hell above the ground. I've had gangers big and tough tell me tear it all out rough when you're building up and tearing England down. In a tunnel underground, a young Limerick man was found. He was built into the new Victoria line. When the bonus gang had passed, sticking from the concrete cast was the face of little Charlie Joe Devine. And the gang of man McGurk said Big Paddy ate the work when the gas main blew and he flew off the ground. They swore, he said, don't slack, why not be there until I'm back? Keep on building up and tearing it. I was on down.
Different time, obviously, but I think they're just the Mary Wallopers has a bit more of a wallop to it. Myself. Sure. Emotional wallop to it. So, yeah.
Okey-doke. Speaking of emotional wallops, I'm going with next, for my next choice, Kendrick Lamar, a song that wasn't on Mr. Morale. And Here Come the Hot Stepper Murderer. It is The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar.
I want to say thank you to everyone that's been down with me. All my fans, all my beautiful fans. Anyone who's ever gave me a listen. All my people.
I come from a generation of pain where murder is minor. Rebellious and more jealous, a trip you for designer. Belt buckles and cloud overzealous and prone to violence. Make the wrong turn, be your will of the will alignment. Residue burn, missed at the inner city. Miscommunication to keep homo detector busy. No protection is risky. Desensitized, I vandalize pain. Covered up and camouflage, get used to hearing arsenal rain. Analyze, risk your life, take the charge. Homies, don't fuck your baby mama once you hit the yard. That's culture, 23-hour lockdown. Then somebody called, said your little nephew was shot down. The culture involved. I done seen niggas do 17, hit the halfway house, get out and get his brains blown out, looking to buy some weed, car washes played out, new GoFundMe accounts to proceed, a brand new victim, a shatter those dreams, the culture.
Lot going on that track. Tell me why you picked that one over any other Kendrick Lamar song.
Yeah, I think just this was the best song he released this year. I mean, I loved Mr. Morale, as we know. We did an episode about it. You can go and listen to it. But I just think the Heart songs are an opportunity for him to just kind of step outside of whatever narrative he has on his albums. And I find that this one, you know, he raps from a lot of different perspectives. It has a really, really interesting music video as well that involves kind of deep fakes, which is an excellent, excellent video. This is the fifth of the Heart Part 5. So it's the fifth in this kind of series that sit outside of his albums. The first one was released around Section 80 in 2010. So he's been doing these things for 12 years. For me, it's the samples and the beat, and it's the instrumentation that kind of lies under what it is that he's saying that I think just like lifts this song. It's a much busier song than anything on Mr. Morale, I think, you know, kind of instrument wise. It's really like it has a depth and a kind of, you know, tactile nature to it. And it's a sound that we're not quite as used to hearing from him in recent years. There's something very old school about it. There's something very, you know, I don't know, like a cop show nearly about it, like kind of 70s. Yeah, I just really love it. It's the song that he released this year that I've listened to the most. I really wanted Mr. Morale to sound a bit more like this. And I know that that's a bit unfair because that's not what he's doing with these songs. He's not pointing to the sound of the record at all. But once I heard this, I couldn't unhear it. I couldn't unhear the ringing bell. And now I just want a whole like album that just sounds like this from Mr. Lamar. But yeah, it's my, I think probably my rap song of the year. I don't know. I'm going to be talking about a rap album next week. So we'll see. But I just love it. I just think it's got such great depth. And for people who love Kendrick and love, you know, looking into the lyrics and reading along on Genius and looking at all the different annotations and stuff, it's really, really rich in all of that kind of stuff as well. It's great. It's just a great Kendrick Lamar song. And I think it might have flown a bit under because he released the album this year.
I've seen this on plenty list though, I think, you know.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I think I saw it on one of the ones that I was reading. I can't remember, but it wasn't very high.
Yeah.
I think it deserved to be higher. A lot of bad songs really high up on lists, I'm going to tell you.
Like what? What song?
I don't want to say.
I know, let's do it.
Point fingers.
Come on.
Oh, God. Okay. You talk about your one and I'll get a list up here.
Okay. It's the start of my banger section now. Our next choice is from Overmono and it is called Gunk. And Overmono were one of my favorite acts that did anything this year. And here we go. A bit more of a vocal release coming up on that one, but I'll fade that out to tell you more about it. Overmono are Ed and Tom Russell brothers. This is kind of like almost like their version of hyperpop in a way. It's kind of ravey. It's got a bit of underworld going on. It's from Cash Romantic, the EP that came out on XL. They've done loads this year. I saw them in Button Factory, and they obviously have that For Those I Love remix, and he came out and did that song with them. They've also had a song called Walk Through Water. They've been doing really lovely things, and a song with Joy Robson called Blind Date. Lots going on there. I think this is kind of like everyone's going mad for Fred Again, and I don't mind the odd Fred Again song, but this is fair enough. This is a better version of what Fred Again does on tracks like Danielle, Smile on My Face. Look, I get the Fred Again thing. It's like diaristic. You know, the hook is there. I don't know if he's like.
I was really amazing. Relieved when someone in the discourse said that they don't get it. I can't remember who it was. I said
I think it was Colm.
I was Colm. Yeah, fair play, Colm, because I also don't get it. And I genuinely felt like I was the only person who was just like I've none against it. I don't find it offensive or anything. But like, I'm just like people are going mad. Like, oh my God. Did this after party and anyone have tickets for it? And I'm like, okay, but it's fine, you know.
I think he has some great stuff, but I think a lot of it is just is some of it's pants. Like, it really is. Like, some of it isn't great.
I've seen videos from some of his like live sets where people are like, this was amazing, and I'm like, that's just a 4/4 beat. Like, that's not, there's nothing happening.
Have you seen the video that somebody's made of him and Zane Lowe's interview where they've put a like child's toy sounds over him mashing the sampler. It's very funny.
No, no, but that sounds good to me. Like, I did see
he's
the
like
video.
Hitting the buttons and it's like boink, 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 boink.
I did see the video of you at Other Voices playing the White Lotus theme and it gave me a lot of joy. I showed it to Harry and he also loved it.
You know what? I was goaded into that by my girlfriend and my pals.
Excellent.
We played it before we went out and I was like, I bet you could mix that in. And I got it. I was like, oh, look. And then it was like,
yeah,
you kind of have to do this now. You kind of have to do this now. I was like, yeah, I do.
That's my actual song of the year is the thing. Like this season two White Lotus song. Like,
we'll save that for the podcast awards in 2 weeks. We'll have we'll have an in-depth discussion about that song.
We'll have a whole White Lotus section, I think. But yeah, just on my point earlier.
Yeah.
Tiësto and Charlie XCX, Hot In It.
You don't like that song. Bin. It's fine.
15th best song of the year, is it? The Guardian?
No.
15th best song of the year?
No, it's not. It's a throwaway song.
It's rubbish, not. It's really rubbish. And they said in it, I'm sorry to The Guardian. I'm sorry to Laura Snapes. I think it was Laura Snapes that said it. That it would be a fairly rudimentary slab of Eurodance sex hokey cokey, rocking it, dropping it, etc. if it weren't for Charlie's impressive blunt weapon of a voice. I just don't agree at all. I think Charlie XCX sounds like completely emotionless and bored throughout that whole song. I really dislike it. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely fine.
I'm really sorry to the stands. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely fine. She's done better things. This year.
15th best song of the year.
Songs off her album are better than that.
I haven't listened to the album. You know how I feel about Charlie XCX. I don't know. I'm afraid. I get afraid talking about pop stars in a bad way. So I'll say no more.
This is a safe space. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I just think that she is capable of brilliant songs. Like brilliant, properly zeitgeisty songs. I think Boys is just a masterpiece. I think that that's the kind of like bimbo pop that we need, but Hot In It is not it. I don't think it's not for me.
Yeah, fair enough. It's one of the most popular songs on her Spotify anyway, of course.
Yep.
Of course it is. But look, maybe that'll allow her to make something
maybe
else.
It is the 15th.
I feel like I've been saying this for 12 years. Yeah, eventually Charlie XCX is going to make this groundbreaking pop album. I was like, no, she's probably not. She's probably not. But she makes great songs here and there. So
some people might say that she's already done that, and that's fine. Yeah. Their opinions
and that's
are also
allowed.
Valid,
you can
but
say
they're
that.
Not. They don't host this podcast. Okay. A band I do think are groundbreaking and problematic up next. Oh, I really wish I wasn't going into this band straight off. Given shit to Charlie XCX, but oh well. This is the song Part of the Band by the 1975 from the album Being Funny in a Foreign Language.
She was part of the Air Force, I was part of the band. I always used to burst into a hand. And my imagination. I was living my best life, living my parents' way before the pain penance and verbal penance. My cancellation.
Coming to the little guys. East, the tote bag chic baristas, sitting east on the communist keisters, writing about their ejaculations.
I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody, is the next line there, which I really like. yeah, a different turn from the 1975.
The best Bon Iver song of 2022, for sure.
Definitely the best Bon Iver song of 2022, yeah. Yeah, I like, I obviously really like the 1975, and I obviously have a very, you know, difficult relationship with them, because I want them to do well. And they finally released an album that was, I think, what, 10 or 11 songs, 40 odd minutes. So well done, lads. I love this song. I like when Matty Healy writes about addiction. I think he writes about it really well. I think he writes about it from a space where he's not looking for sympathy or looking for forgiveness, but just trying to kind of come at it from a place of, you know, this happened to me and it could happen to other people and I'm through it now, but it doesn't mean that it's not difficult. It's not living if it's not with you, I think, is one of the great songs about addiction. And yeah, towards the end of this song, there's kind of a really powerful moment in the last couple of lines when he says, "I've not picked up that in 1,400 days, 9 hours and 16 minutes. It's kind of my daily iteration." And it all, the song kind of all coalesces around that one idea of him still, even, you know, 1,600 days on from having last taken heroin, that he's still every day, you know, counting the days, marking them off the calendar. And I think it's easy to forget with Matty Healy, who is, I don't know, I think the word problematic is thrown around about him a lot. And I think, I don't know, I just kind of sometimes feel like we should give him a bit of a break. It's really not easy being an ex-heroin addict and also being a public figure and in the rock industry. Not excusing any problematic shit he might have done or said, but, you know, at time of recording, I think worse.
For a few weeks.
Worse has been
not since Dervlagate
from other people, not since Dervlagate, yeah, which was bad, don't get me wrong, but you know, I think he's in the pop industry, I think he's probably like a net positive. I've said this about him before, I think he's somebody who is trying to figure out himself and his place as a white man in the world very publicly, and is making a lot of very public mistakes along the way. But he is trying, and I really get that from him, and I get that from his music, and I just really like this song for that. You know, I think he still writes here with a very kind of sharp tongue, but with a sense of vulnerability as well. And I think the instrumentation in it is really, really lush and brilliant, but also, you know, scratchy and kind of made strange a bit. And I think it's highlight of the album. I also love the pop songs on that album as well, but this one for me was kind of pointed to a maturing in his songwriting that I was happy to hear.
Great. Yeah, I really like the album as well. I don't know if we'll talk about it next week, but we'll see. my next choice is another banger, because I'm in a banger. I'm being banger mode now.
Banger territory.
Somebody said during the week, I think it was written somewhere, maybe in one of the best ofs, but I hadn't read it, but said Two Shell would be really annoying if they weren't so good, and it's true. they would be, because everything
about the 1975.
Yeah, everything about Two Shell is like annoying because they're a mysterious duo who possibly played Primavera and sent like people who weren't them to do a pre-recorded set, which is a very annoying thing to do. But at the same time, they're also making music that sounds like sound design writ large with some sort of electronic weird pop music. And I really like what they're doing, and their DJ sets are weird and everything is good about it. This is their breakthrough song. It's called Home. It samples a song that I featured on Niner 9 2015 from a band, Danish alt-pop band called China. And so they've turned it into this weird high-tempo breakbeat 160 beat per minute track. And it isn't for everyone. Certainly, some people have a visceral reaction to this, but I think more challenging stuff is always good. So here we go. Here's Two Shell and Home. Busy and Poppy, that is Two Shell, and Home is the name of that track. I don't know what they're going to do next, but they've done some plenty of interesting things. They have an amazing Sugar Babes remix that they couldn't get clearance for, which is great. And they have this website that's shell.tech that you have to put in passwords that I couldn't be arsed doing that for. They had an Icons EP out in July. They're London. I don't know what's going to go on with them. We'll find out, but that's Two Shell and Home.
Okay. I think they were on the Guardian list and they had like little, you know, like the little Spotify widget thing where you can hear like 30 seconds of each song. And Harry and I were going through the list and playing, because he doesn't listen to like new music at all. So he was like, go on there, play me what's the new stuff? What are the kids listening to? And that was the song that of the ones that I didn't know, that the two of us were like, oh, that's the one that sounds kind of the most exciting, do you know, like it sounds a bit new but also very retro at the same time. So
yeah, it's, I mean it's a weird song but that's what they do, that's what they're really good at. And I'm like, somehow they're not, it sounds like something that's kind of experimental with inverted commas, but also like isn't at all. And it's also, there's a lot of this kind of high tempo bass kind of stuff in clubs at the moment as well.
I'm happy about that, to be honest. Like I think a bit of get up and go in some DJs isn't going to miss after years and years of very minimal, just like, kind of deep house stuff where you're like, oh God, I think, a bit of life in the party. I'm not talking about you, Niall. You play cracking tunes.
I don't think I've ever played this one though, because it's so up there, like I haven't. Well, maybe this weekend. Maybe this weekend.
There's a time and a place.
I've got a Lumo Christmas party this Saturday, so maybe it's time.
Are tickets available?
Tickets are available. Yes, but moving fast.
Where can people buy these tickets, Niall?
Genuinely, tickets are moving fast.
Okay, well, go get your tickets, kids. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk to you. That's it. To Ireland now. Leave the Light On is the album. No Good Woman is the song. And the band is Pillow Queens.
So you can't be leaving the Light On now. The cost of the electricity these days.
The cost of living.
Pillow Queens, come on. Time is up.
No Good Woman by Pillow Queens, a song that reminds me of No Frontiers. Just when she sings the No Good Woman part, I feel like she's going to go into No Frontiers and I see heaven in your eyes. And I think that there is a mashup there, if anyone wants to make it. Yeah, just, you know, Pillow Queens have had a good year. They had a good album this year. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Mary Black Pillow Queens collab that we've been waiting for ever since Rats. So, you know, yeah, I really liked this album this year. You know, they've obviously had a great year. They've been having a great year for the past number of years. They've been off touring and released this album. And this is my favorite song from that album. And I just wanted to include it for that reason. I think it's great. I think it's got a beautiful melody. It's a kind of a, yeah, slow and introspective moment on the album. And I really love it.
Great. Pillow Queens, Leave the Light On. Probably didn't like that album as much as I liked the first one, but sure, look.
It happens.
My next song, this is my last banger. It's a banger that anyone who knows, who's come see me DJ or who knows what I like is going to be like, yeah, of course you put that.
Oh, I didn't realize this was on here. I'm so happy, Niall.
Kieran Hebden,
this song came out this year.
Looking at your pager.
Fucking banger.
Pager. That is the big swinging whoops.
Best dance song of the year. So
looking
good.
At your pager. Yeah, that is Fortet, of course. Or Kieran Hebden, who's had a great year in terms of tracks. Mostly Lucy's. He's had tracks like Feelings, which is the one you can't pronounce. He's had loads of things, actually. Too many. Mango Feedback, stuff like that. He's had loads of great things out this year. That is Looking at Your Pager. Samples 3LW's No More, Baby I'm Do You Right. A really great remix and edit from him. That was
one of my highlights, live music highlights of the year, was you playing that at Another Love Story. And I was I had just had a cup of coffee and I was on it. It was great. I was absolutely bopping about the place. It was brilliant.
Great, great. I think I played it nearly every big festival DJ set I've done this year. I have the recordings to prove it. And if you want to hear those recordings, it's patreon.com/909, where you can get access to most of them. I'm actually going to put up the Other Voices one this week.
Excellent.
There's that too. So that's KH, Kieran Hebden, Looking at Your Pager. Big one. Got that in vinyl there a few weeks ago as well. So lovely to own in physical form.
Lovely. My second last choice is a song by Taylor Swift, who released an album this year. You might have heard of it. It was called Midnights. And this is my favorite song from the album. I think it's everyone else's favorite song from the album as well. It's called Antihero.
Tired of my scheming for the last time.
T-Swifty, Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
Tea Time. Yeah, I love this song. I just love it. I think it's a really well-written song. The only thing that's ruined it for me is I saw a TikTok of this guy and he was like, whenever I hear like an internal rhyming scheme after Hamilton, he can't help but hear it in Lin-Manuel Miranda's voice. And the I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis. And he did an impression of Lin-Manuel Miranda singing that bit. And I was like, oh, it's ruined now. But not entirely ruined. I think it's a great chorus. I think I stare directly in the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting. Always rooting for the anti-hero. I think they're great lyrics. They're really, really good lyrics. I love the mood of the song. I just think it's great. I just think it's really, really lovely. I also love, what's that other one from the album that I love as well? You're On Your Own, Kid, which comes after the fake Lana Del Rey song, Snow on the Beach, in which Lana is nowhere. But yeah, I love Antihero. It's obviously everywhere on TikTok, and I'm still not quite sick of it or bored of it yet. So yeah, it
seems like you should go to Swift again, the Taylor Swift club night that happens tomorrow night.
I've just seen that you sent me a link here.
Friday night. It's happening again. It happens all the time. It's so popular. It's happening all over the country. Swift again is taking over. It's on Belfast on Saturday.
I mean, this looks great. A night dedicated to worshipping at the altar of Taylor Swift. Non-stop Swifty all night. Deep cuts, extended mixes, fan favorites, all the hits, and Taylor's Christmas songs. Do you have a blank space in your diary? Then this night is tailor-made for you. Join fellow fans in a celebration of the genius of the Swift, because she'll never go out of style. This is an over 18s event. That looks class.
Yeah, my friend Anna is the DJ at Swiftageddon. So
amazing.
She said it's just been absolutely taken off. It's becoming like a full-time thing almost, you know. Like,
wow.
It's amazing how popular she is and how it's able to fill the Grand Social like once a month at least, no problem.
That's class.
So that's on Friday night.
So we're going to that, are we? I'll meet you outside the Grand Social.
Well, it's on after CMAT if you're going to CMAT, so you know you can do that.
I'm not going to CMAT. But we might have an appearance from CMAT on the podcast in a few minutes.
Okay, well, my final choice is from one of my favorite albums of the year. Hard to pick a song from this, but right now I'm picking this song. It is from Rosalía, from Motomami. The song is called Candy.
Pero solo en parte, quedaba tu clave para pensarte. Pero de olvidarte yo voy a sonarte. Na, 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 na. No queda na, 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 na. Entre tú y yo, 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 yo. Ya no me acuerdo de tu cara, la forma de tu cuerpo ni en que la pensara. Hay demasiado que nos separa. La vida es bonita pero traicionera. Vestida con eje de Fendi, bailando plamela de Candy. Así tú te prendaste de mí el día que yo te conocí. Pero tú no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado, no me has olvidado. Solo tú.
Now, of course, it's Rosalía. I could listen to her read out the plot of very boring films on Letterboxd or Wikipedia. Brilliant. She's amazing. What a voice. It's the voice for me. And I mean, but on the album as well, which we'll talk about next week. I know we will. Her third album. But that song is just beautiful. Like, it's the timbre.
I'm glad you chose that one over the chewing gum one.
What's the chewing gum one? Oh, yeah.
The one. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I like that one, but in the context of the album especially. But what drew me to Rosalie in the first place is her immaculate voice. And yes, she has
beautiful voice,
retained that and even makes The Weeknd sound good on the album as well.
No Fama, easy feat.
So, yeah.
Cool. Okay. My last choice and the last choice of the podcast is... I think when I first heard it, I was like, song of the year. And I don't know if I've been convinced otherwise by any other songs. This is from the album If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead by C-Mat, and the song is called Nashville.
So tell me why you picked this song, because I know you explained it very eloquently a few months ago about the
thank you.
How good this song is to you. So let's.
I think it's the best song that was released this year. Just like if you break a song down and into its kind of parts, it's got a perfect verse, perfect chorus, perfect middle eight. The song itself is so sad and beautiful. The idea of heading off to Nashville, but you're not actually going to Nashville. You might be going somewhere a lot darker. And I think it captures the kind of the, like, C-Mat is someone who loves, you know, American country music, but is removed from it by growing up in Ireland. And I think she is addressing that in this song, that, you know, she's not from Nashville. Nashville is an idea to her. It's an aspiration. It's amazing to see that she's since played in Nashville, which I just find very, very warming. But it's a beautiful song. It's incredibly sad. She's got, like, her vocals in it are, you know, quite like restrained in the verses, but she's got this big moment later on, like the last lines in it. I'm sorry if you loved me, I hate that I'm this way. Like, it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And the arrangement in it is just so brilliant. It sounds like a country classic, you know, and I think it's, yeah, by a country mile, the best Irish song released this year. And I think it's up there with the best songs released anywhere this year. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I don't know if she released it as a single.
No, it opens the album.
I think she should. Yeah. I just think it's so beautiful and so sad, and also a bop. You know, that's her Venn diagram, you know, kind of relatability, bop, sadness, and just all of it, like, wrapped up in amazing songwriting. Like, that album is it's like my most played album this year, I think, and that's not to mention all the times that because I have the LP, I was very kindly given the LP for my birthday, so that's not to mention all the times I've played it here that weren't documented by data, but yeah,
that's okay. I love
that song. Yeah. But yeah, that's my song of the year.
Great. Wow. Okay. I didn't pick a single song of the year, as in like I didn't anoint one.
Yeah, I didn't set out to do that. I just kind of happened to have a song of the year, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, that's 20 tracks from us this year that we loved. You will find them all in the show notes and on the Spotify playlist, songs we played on the 909 podcast. For more, patreon.com/909 if you like what we do. Next week, we're going to be talking about our albums of the year, albums of 2022. Now, I've seen this idea that it hasn't been a good year for music. I think we might discuss that a bit further at some point. I think it's been, it's always a good year.
We can talk about that in the podcast awards.
Yeah, so that'll be 2 weeks' time. So yeah, that's songs of 2022. And that's an hour and a half. That's a nice, solid listen. We leave you with that.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you, Andrea. And thank you everybody else who hasn't listened yet. Okay. Yeah. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. See you soon. Have a good time. Talk to you next week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.